What's going on, people? It's your boy Izzy.
It's your boy Tez.
And this is
the Tez and Izzy show.
Back again with another episode.
Mm-hmm.
A very, very special episode.
I love it, bro.
We have two people in the room today.
Mm. Let's get to it, bro.
One of them is an earthquake survivor.
Come on.
They are both Boohoo and Remedy ambassadors. Mm. Nearly 10k subscribers on YouTube.
Come on, say it, bro.
Actors on Sky TV.
And
one of them is a judo professional with 10 gold medals. It's Ben and Tati.
Hello.
Right.
You said actors.
But it's true though. Like, talk to us more about that. What is that about?
Extras. I wouldn't say an actor. I'd like to say actor, but I can't.
Yeah, we did over summer. We did like one day on a Sky series.
Yeah,
we were extras.
14 hours long.
Hmm. Wow.
Wow.
Yeah.
Very long day.
We woke up at 6 a.m. Got back home at 11 at night.
Wow,
long day. It was worth it.
I want to ask, like, as an extra,
mm-hmm.
that's your title there.
Not an actor.
Do you guys get makeup done on you as well, or that's just for the actors?
I do.
Yeah,
oh, what they like a whole little.
They give you like costume. So we arrived and we had to bring 3 different outfits. They had like a specification we had to follow, and then we had 3 different outfits, and then they chose. If they didn't like it, they'd then give us like a costume.
So that sounds proper, professional. Yeah, it sounds like an actor, right?
Yeah.
Sounds professional, man. I
like it. But for those that don't know, could you quickly just tell us who you are, what you do, and where you guys are from?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm Tati. I'm a student at Portsmouth University. I'm 20 years old. I do television and broadcasting. I used to do computer science.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I'm a YouTuber, I guess, content creator online. Yeah, that's about it.
And I'm Ben. People know me as Ben Morgan.
Come on.
I'm 20 years old. I do TV and broadcasting at Portsmouth Uni. That's about it, really.
That's it. That's
it. Hey, I like you, man.
I forgot to mention as well, this is Tati's second time on the
second time, right?
Yeah, yes, you are. Wow.
You're
the first person to let me just give you a quick little clap for that.
Thanks for having me back.
It's great. It's great. Because we actually organized this podcast episode in our church, which you guys came to.
Mm-hmm.
I was going to ask, before coming to church last Sunday, what was your experiences of church and what was your idea about it?
Well, I've actually, when I was younger, I never really got told about going to church or anything, or like religion.
Mm.
So I didn't really, until like now, I've never really like believed or been pushed to believe in anything.
Yeah.
But then when I went a couple of weeks ago, it opened up my mind.
Mm.
And I actually really enjoy it. Mm. So I've been going back. And like, it just touches your emotions, which you need to do.
Facts.
It's the place to, like, I enjoy it. You'll see me every week.
Come on. Recorded you there.
what about
for you?
Well, both my parents, we all just kind of went since I can remember.
Yeah.
So they're both, I think my mum is like Presbyterian and my dad was Baptist.
Okay.
So we all just started going to a Baptist church since I can remember. And then when I got into like sixth form, me and my mum started going to a different church.
Mm.
And then uni kind of stopped for a bit. I didn't really find anywhere that I like thought was like felt the same or I felt comfortable. But then obviously when I went to your church,
yeah,
I was like, yeah, this is, it feels like right again.
Mm.
Whereas before it was just kind of like nowhere really like felt like it fit properly.
Yeah,
I know what you mean.
It's very different. Like stereotypically, if you think of church, the church we go to is not like what I'd think of church.
Nah.
Yeah.
Like, it's very different and it's so much better than like people would think.
Definitely. I feel like they really pushed a different agenda. Like, we have a bar in the church.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They literally market the bar.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, and I remember the first time I went there, I just got to the UK and my roommate's sister was like, yo, you guys need to go to Harbour. As soon as we got to Harbour, right, I saw the pool table. We had a pool table. And then they had a table tennis table. I was like, I'm done. I was like, I don't need to look anymore. I'm like, I'm done. It's cool.
But it is true. Like, do you guys not think that the church should kind of be more like culture is now rather than like it is like traditional. Yeah. People can't relate to like traditional stuff anymore. Yeah,
exactly. I think as well with people our age, they find it a lot harder to maybe connect or to just to keep going back. They might go one time, but they'll be like, oh, I don't really kind of like connect with this. So I feel like they're doing it right because they're attracting loads of people our age, you know?
Exactly.
And like the bridge to gap with the football.
Yeah.
Because that's how I got involved.
Yeah.
So like through Josh saying let's play football.
Yeah.
And then football, obviously people want to do.
Yeah.
And then church.
Like a little shoe way in.
Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly. Then, yeah, it worked.
So. I feel like it drops like the how can I say it? The beliefs of how church people are. Mm-hmm. And I feel like you kind of like talk to someone, you'd be like, oh man, you go to church? You know what I mean? Yeah. Whereas like before you probably have your preconceptions of how church people even like, exactly. Yeah, yeah.
But it's not like that.
Yeah.
Nah, it's cool. I like it.
I hear that. I was thinking as well, like, I definitely think you, Tati, should do like a little day in the life and then do like a little in the church.
When I went to the bonfire night?
Yeah.
I was like, I should.
That would have been perfect.
That would have been so good, man.
Like, yeah. I was so annoyed that I didn't film that because that would have been such a perfect opportunity.
Exactly.
To be like, guys, come see this. Yeah. But no, I feel like I will.
That was
on
when
Sunday.
Josh did his talk, wasn't it?
Mm.
Yeah. Oh, man, I wasn't there for it, actually.
That was good.
That was so good.
Had a little shout out as well because we're both Earthquake.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so that was mad. Like, hearing his story.
Because
mine's slightly different, but it just shows.
Let's dive into
that.
Let's dive into that. So obviously, Josh came on the podcast. Make sure you check that one out. But for those who don't know, Ben was also in that same earthquake as well.
Yeah.
That's so crazy to me.
We didn't even know each other.
Like, yeah.
It was mad. So, came to uni, first day. sat next to Josh. I was like, oh, you're right, mate.
As you do.
Normal. And then I was like, oh, so I went on a gap year. He was like, yeah, same. And I was like, oh, what'd you do? He was like, worked for a bit and then travelled. I was like, yeah, same. And I was like, where'd you go? He was like, oh, I went to Kenya. Then he went to Bali. And I was like, yeah, same. And then he was like, oh, I heard there was quite a few bad earthquakes. And what did I say? Yeah, same. Nah, and then we spoke about that. And then we became best friends from then.
Wow.
And now, yeah. But the experience was crazy.
I can imagine.
Like, when I hear a noise, it does scare me.
Still.
Because you don't know what.
Yeah, you don't know where it's coming from.
Exactly. Like, I'm always up, and then I realise, like, my heart goes a little bit, and then I relax. But the earthquake, so it was my first night in Bali, and I was there for a month.
Oh,
and
man.
One happened every week.
Wow.
So when I was there, it was, I don't know why I stayed, but there was something in me that just said, I'll be alright. Because all the locals were like, this is normal, you're fine.
Yeah.
So they were reassuring us, but still, like, my parents were messaging me saying, are you alright? What do you want to do? But me and my sister, we had each other.
So, just like Josh.
Yeah, literally, just like Josh.
Oh my goodness. People probably think I'm Josh right now. I'm nah, but there was something in me that just said I'll be fine.
Wow.
I've got this.
Wow. Mm.
The first night I went down for a shower. came up from my shower. I was the only one in my room.
Yeah.
Because I was in a volunteer house. So I was with other volunteers. And I thought someone had arrived. Because I heard, like, noise. And then I realised what it was. And it started, like, proper shaking. And I was literally on my own. I literally just in my boxes. With my shower stuff on my shoulder. And my sister was, like, I don't know, about 200 yards away from me. And I didn't know where she was. So I was panicking. I literally ran across some stones. I've still got marks on my feet. No, I don't. It went on for about 30 seconds. I was panicking like mad, but
you made it.
And then I made it, yeah.
Dude, so that's mad.
It was crazy.
So
that's that's like the worst case scenario.
Yeah.
Like out the shower, bro. Like out the shower, he's like, oh, flip, my flip flops. I'm like,
that's very vulnerable state.
And also, we then went to Nusa Penida the next 3 weeks, and that's literally right on the sea.
Mm.
From where we were living, the sea was about 100 yards.
Mm.
So when there was an earthquake, we were worried so much if there was a tsunami. Because if there was, we'd literally...
You get set to it.
Yeah, we wouldn't be here today. But luckily, it's fine.
Amen. So when Josh came on the show, he said that was the first time where he thought he was going to die.
Yeah.
Was that the same for you?
Yeah, same here. Like, literally, you don't think anything else. Because when in that situation, you obviously don't want to think of death.
Yeah.
The same thing you can think of. Like,
goodness.
Yeah. I mean, that's a little. My chest, though. Like, cause I'm like thinking, like, you're on the beach and you're just looking at the water, like, mad, bro, don't rise up, bro. Like, exactly, just chill out, bro.
Hey, but,
oh, man.
Nah, that's deep. It was.
It's a story.
It might sound weird, but it's quite cool to say I've experienced an earthquake.
Mm.
There's not many people can say that.
Yeah.
But then, I don't really want anyone to experience one.
Yeah, no, of course,
You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, it's a bit scary.
Well, you made it.
Just a tad.
Just a tad. I know, did you also, like, obviously, people that don't know, you also have a YouTube channel.
Not really. I've got, like, 3 videos.
I did my research.
And
like, so when one of your latest video with Bali, was that when the earthquake also happened as well?
There's no footage of like that.
Yeah, but that was the same time.
Yeah, same time. So basically, when me and my sister go traveling, we always take our GoPros and cameras.
I see.
And we like video everything we do.
Okay.
And then at the end, we make like a video.
And so they put on YouTube.
For
the followers.
Yeah.
No followers.
He was like, no followers, bro. No clout.
Yeah. Not like Tati. Yeah.
I was about to say, like, on Tati's end, you're the most popular YouTuber in Portsmouth.
Yeah.
Do you get what I'm saying? Yeah, like, I've been saying that.
Exactly.
But just to go back to you again, like, for those who don't know, how did YouTube for you actually start? Where did that come from?
If you don't know, we did talk about it a bit on the last podcast that I came on. But so I was making these random sketches and stuff on Snapchat, you know, very cringe. And then people were just complaining that my stories were too long, because this was before you could type through.
Yeah.
So then they were like, just make a YouTube channel if you want to be making videos. And I was like, okay, fine. I didn't really know. I would watch YouTube, but I didn't really, you know, think of myself as ever making YouTube videos like that.
Mm.
So I just did it for fun. Didn't really assume people would watch, because obviously, like, who am I? People started watching, I was like, oh, okay. Because it was just my friends at first, so what, like 10, 15 people?
Yeah.
And then my parents didn't know for the longest time. And then when they started to find out, I was like, oh, okay, so this is getting a bit serious. But yeah, so now I just make videos about lifestyle. It was like mainly uni for a bit, but now I'm kind of branching out into like other stuff. So.
Okay. Do you know what? Since the summer especially, I've noticed that your content is very consistent.
Yeah, it really is. I get the notification every time.
Yeah.
You get the notification, like, okay, fine. Okay.
And obviously before, like, I know you have your phase where you used to struggle to upload, but now you're quite consistent. So how are you keeping on top of this?
I'm a lot more organized than I was.
Okay.
I find that, you know, when I was in my first year, I was struggling to like balance my responsibilities and everything.
Yeah.
But now I just get more organized. Google calendars.
Come on.
Hey, shout out, man. Shout out.
She got me into it.
Oh, you
dude,
well.
That's the plug, bro. That's honestly the plug. Since they're like, you need timetable.
And I feel like before, I was maybe not lazy, but I just didn't really want to, I wasn't aware of the fact that I just had to put in more work.
Mm.
Like a lot of the time, instead of just like being able to chill from whenever I finish my lectures or whatever, I have to go home, edit for hours on end, but I enjoy doing it, so it's not too bad. So I had to put in more time. I have less time to relax and do nothing, but I don't mind because...
The grind doesn't stop.
See, the grind doesn't stop. I love that.
But the issue, because obviously people don't see the behind the scenes.
Yeah.
So like, just quickly, why don't you tell the people what and how long the process is in terms of creating a video?
So I feel like at the moment it's a bit less consistent because I've freelanced, so I edit and make videos for other people as well.
Oh wow, man. You really expanded.
This is
like
a hustle,
that.
Bro. This is a hustle.
You changed up.
So whenever it comes to making my videos, I feel like it takes a lot longer. Because I'm always prioritizing the stuff that I have contracts for.
Okay.
If that makes sense. But for like, for example, I just filmed a video with Ben and we did like a cooking thing.
Yeah, I saw that.
And that probably took me like a week and a half to edit.
Oh, man.
Doing,
it was
like,
quite long.
It was long because I had like 4 times the amount of footage I normally would have.
That was like a 40-minute video, wasn't it?
Like 15 minutes.
Yeah.
It was long. But if it's just a standard vlog, maybe like 10 hours to edit.
Okay. Mm.
Which isn't too bad.
A couple of days, right?
Yeah, for like an 8-minute video, it's not too bad. Yeah. And if I, before I would used to just like do everything on one day, so like spend Saturday, wake up at 9, finish 9 at night maybe. But like, now I don't do that. I just, you know.
I see.
Plan.
That's the secret, isn't it?
Just get organized.
Yeah, just check the calendar. Yeah.
Honestly,
wait, where did that decision come from, actually? Like, the whole, like, I need to get organized type
thing. When I started second year, because I knew I wanted to step up in terms of what I was doing, like, for other people. Like, I wanted to, like, freelance and stuff like that. And I knew I couldn't stick with the same work ethic and the same way of life doing before if I wanted to do that. So I was just like, I just need to work harder. And smarter.
Yeah.
You know? There's no point just like taking so much time and not getting anything done. So
definitely.
If I just get organized, then it's chill.
That's it. But obviously, like you said, that you know, grind don't stop, and like you're working really hard, which is very commendable. But at the same time, would you not say that it could start to feel like a job almost, and then you'll start losing like why you do it?
Ben will literally tell you the number of times I've been to him like I'm so stressed, like. Literally, like, once, like, every other week. Literally, he's like, it's fine.
I'm not a therapist.
Dude, we all are, bro. Since you get your relationship, it's like, they don't see it. Like, they're like, oh, you know, Bila, you know, you're doing so well. You know, like, you don't know what's going on. You know what's going on.
Every now and then, it's all easy. You're like, oh, it's busy.
Yeah, exactly.
Literally, and I'll be like, I'm so stressed. And then the next week, I'll be like, so I'm thinking of taking on a new thing.
Like, it's exactly like that.
He's like, exactly. Yay. Exactly. No, but he helps me a lot, like staying like just focused. Chill and focused. Mm. But yeah, it's just, obviously it's hard and it does start to feel like a job sometimes, but I just have to remember that with my channel, I just want it to be enjoyable. And the other stuff, it is a job because
you're
I'm
still young as well.
So yeah. So yeah, the other stuff is...
This guy's your manager right here, right? Exactly, this guy, right? Like, still young, you know, you got time.
Exactly,
right?
Do you think?
So, I like it. Relax, because I feel like I'd go crazy otherwise.
No, you do need that. And obviously, like, you're not the only YouTuber...
Exactly.
...in this podcast right now.
I thought you meant
in the... Nah, you're not the only one. Obviously, Ben Morgan, a.k.a. Morgan Production.
Morgan Production.
Come on,
Jesus.
But obviously, you don't really care that much about the views. You just do it for like enjoyment.
It's only when I go away, really. So, so basically, Christmas before I came to uni, like this year.
Yeah.
We went to Sorrento, so I got a video. I haven't actually put that on YouTube yet.
Oh.
So just
waiting for that. Hey. Okay.
Yo, you heard it here first.
I put it on we put it on Facebook for like all our friends to see.
Nice.
And then once I just put it on YouTube when I'm bored. And then not many people see it, but I don't mind about the views. I just do it for fun.
I hear that.
And like, just because I enjoy editing. So
should. So a question for both of you. How do you guys kind of balance university on top of your relationship, on top of YouTube for you? How do you balance all of
That's
those things?
That's a good question.
Yeah. We handle it quite well. If I do say so. But basically, we just... Because we're on the same course, it kind of helps.
Yeah.
We do work together or anything. Like, we do occasionally, but we... So we see each other in lectures, which is nice.
Yeah.
And then, also we go home and chill. And then if we're in the evening, if we've done our work, then, do you want to meet up?
Most of the time, it's like, the daytime is like... You know, like, if you have a job, it's like 9 to 5, you're in work.
Yeah, yeah.
Basically
yeah.
do that, but
so
not,
just,
like, properly.
Yeah. So just... Because, like, I feel like when people are like, oh, I don't have time to do this or I don't have time to do that, I feel like everyone has the same amount of time in the day.
Yeah.
So if 24 you want hours, to make something work, you will.
Yes.
Yeah. So, like, for example, like, for the gym, let's take the gym. Yeah. I'm so bad at going to the gym, but it's not because... I'm like, I don't have time to go to the gym. It's just because I can't be arsed.
Yeah.
Like, if I wanted to that badly, I would go.
Yeah. Whereas I go to the gym 4 times a week. And in my calendar, I've actually got, me and Josh, we've got set times and days.
Mm.
Rather than being like, oh, should we go today?
Mm.
Whereas when it's like cemented, we stick to it, which is good.
So that's kind of what we do.
When we're free... And then we can do work around that. So.
I see. So it's about being disciplined and organized.
Yeah. It's about organization, really.
Just
that's the key.
That's really
yeah. Yeah, honestly, it is. I feel like, especially in a relationship, do you guys like feel like you it helps to keep each other in check as well? Like when one's slacking, like you kind of like, yo, get your act together.
I guess so. I
feel like, yeah, we haven't really...
I mean, especially with the same course, right?
Yeah, we haven't really needed to. Mm. We're both quite good at
what you do. I think we're both quite driven in that sense.
Yeah. Like, we both want to do well.
Yeah, so neither of us need to be told like, oh, you need to do well to do well.
Yeah.
We both kind of know that you just have to work hard.
Well, just saying, I've got 100% attendance.
Come on.
Hey, come on, bro. Say what you got to say, bro. Come on.
You have to let them know.
Mine's like... 99.
Okay, that's not too bad.
I missed one thing because I was working, actually.
To be fair.
But that's good though, because obviously attendance, when I was at uni, that was non-existent. But going back to your relationship, yesterday you guys celebrated your six-month anniversary. I'll give you a little...
Come on now. Hey.
And then Taz celebrated his one-year anniversary on Saturday. Yeah, so give him a little...
Shout out.
But just
you know what I'm saying?
Very quickly, how did you guys get to know each other on a romantic level?
So, how do we start this?
You know,
don't want to get embarrassed.
Actually, we already know that you both have your own versions.
I was about to say, let me hear your story, then I want to hear Ty's.
Alright, mine. So basically, came to uni, sounds really wet. Just a lie.
Dude, I said the same thing. Don't worry.
No, but so went into lectures, looked on the course, I was like, ooh, she's fit, like,
nice, as you do,
like her, yeah. And then I never spoke to her till, like, I'd say, so we started in September, didn't talk to her till
March, April, basically.
Yeah, you took your time, bro.
Like, March, properly, and then from then on, we started talking properly in April. And then took on a date.
Come on.
And then
Nando's,
it works.
It works, bro.
From there, and then asked her out, and then we're here today.
So, I hear that.
Yeah.
All right, Tati.
So, yeah, joined uni. I knew of him because I knew he was friends with Josh, and I was good friends with Josh at that point.
Josh
knew the whole time. He didn't say anything to me.
Because me and Josh, we obviously talk like that. But so I was like, oh, Tati, blah blah blah. Because he was in a group with Tati. Okay. So he spoke to her. And then he said to me, he was like, yeah, but if you want to get anywhere, you have to talk to her. Mm. I was like, yes, I know. Just give me time. He was like, you got to talk. I was like, yeah, alright.
I always remember seeing him coming late to lectures. That's the only thing I remember. Jeez. Wearing that insane North Face jacket. And then
she's out of you low key, bro.
It's nice jacket.
So he'd always like stand out. And then yeah, I just remember speaking to him in like April. I remember Easter.
Yeah,
being like,
it was around then.
Yeah, literally the end of the year. We had no lectures or anything like that.
Yeah.
And yeah, then the rest is history, I guess.
Come on.
Hey.
That's a great story. The reason I ask is because, obviously, 6 months, which is good, you know, you're still together.
Yeah,
it's good.
But would you say that the key to, like, a successful relationship stems from having a good friendship first?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, I'd say so.
Definitely. I would say that's what I liked.
Yeah.
Like, we were friends, and then, because I don't like it when people go out in clubs and, like, I don't believe in, you'll find, when you go out, and I don't believe you'll find a girl...
The one.
In a nightclub.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. Mean.
Sorry, guys, if you heard this.
I'm sure you're happy. just personally, I've never...
It just seems like the worst place to do it.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, whereas if you're friends, you know each other properly.
Yeah.
And then...
You just go from there.
Yeah.
And
it felt like that time we were getting to know each other, because we were still in uni... But we would see each other every single day because we were like doing work and stuff, just hanging out.
Like, go to the library together.
Mm. Just chilling as friends.
Yeah. I feel like, especially like, if you only have, let's say, the romantic side, like where you like make out and all that, right? There's always gonna come a time where you're gonna have to talk to each other.
Yeah, exactly.
And if there's no friendship, like, what are you gonna talk about?
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
You're just gonna be sat there, like, you're right.
Exactly.
it's very true.
But on that topic of like, it might just die out, like the flame does die out sometimes in relationships.
Mm.
What is about your relationship that you're doing to keep it going?
Mm.
Not rushing anything. Mm. Like, people, like, next year we're looking for houses,
yeah,
but we're not going to live together because like we don't want to. Well, we've never had an argument, which is good.
In 6 months,
yeah,
come
which
on,
is, yeah, that's good. But like, say, like, living together, I don't want that to ruin anything.
Yeah.
So, because I like the fact when we live on our own, we can chill when we want.
Yeah.
Like, say, if she was in the house, it's in her room chilling. I was in my room, it'd be a bit weird.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? Whereas, but I like the fact when I'm going to come over tonight and just chill and then go home. Do you know what I mean?
The space as well,
the space
for you guys,
yeah, exactly,
is important.
Because we are still, like, young and we're still just working on ourselves and all of that stuff.
Yeah.
So you need that time to just
There's nothing
develop.
Like set for like a future career.
Facts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you got to work on that before
anything else.
Yeah. So.
True. I respect that.
Yeah.
Do you guys think you have like pressure?
Pressure?
Yeah, to like stay together.
Because of
being
because public
on YouTube.
I don't feel pressure.
No, come on. All right.
Yeah. Let's
like
see.
I feel like
they're just fans.
Yeah, I haven't had anyone be like, oh my gosh, like I haven't like I feel like I'm quite good online of sharing my life, but people still don't really know anything at the same time. So I haven't ever had the issue of people trying to give like unsolicited advice or opinions.
Yeah.
So I just as long as I'm careful with that, but I don't feel any pressure to.
No,
do you guys have like a little lovey-dovey name or?
Huh?
Like
I call him Ben. I just call him Ben.
Yeah.
No, like, not like, the those couple names
mixed
together.
Like,
oh, 10.
Like Betty.
10.
I'm so sorry.
What
I'm so sorry, bro.
I said Betty. With his chest as well.
Maybe not.
It'd have to be 10.
Yeah.
10 is decent.
But, or maybe.
What are you going to say?
Trying to think of a last name. Torgan.
Talking.
That's
a lot. Body pot.
Body
pot. But yeah, for those of you that don't know, obviously Ben is white, Tati's black. Was race ever like an issue in terms of getting together in a relationship, or has it been in the 6 months?
No.
Like, though maybe like walking down the street, you might get a few looks, but apart from not really, like nothing major.
It's never been an issue.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like people look at you anyways. Like, I'll be walking with Beulah, and people look at me, I'm like, I always have to fix myself. I'm like, is there actually something going on here? Like, I'm holding her hand too tight. Like, what's going on?
I know what you mean. It's probably nothing, but like,
yeah.
I don't know. But
you get looks.
Like
yeah.
Me personally, I love interracial couples. I don't know why, because to me, like, it's just like.
Yeah, I'm like, do your thing, man.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Like, I like it as well.
I hope so.